Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. The Unexplained Story series is getting very close to 30 episodes. So, today we're on episode 29. I hope you enjoy these creepy and downright unexplainable stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit yours at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that keep this channel going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy and unexplained stories. This isn't a story about me, but rather about my father. My father is a very logical and rational man who, generally speaking, does not believe in the paranormal. He thinks he can explain ghosts. This experience, however, forever changed him, and he still has no explanation for it to this day. It was in the 1970s, I believe. He was driving along the highway in New Jersey when he happened to look up at the sky and he noticed something unusual. It was a strange set of lights, or what he thought were lights. He described them as looking like strange, floating bubbles of light that turned different colors from orange to red to yellow, then to green. He watched them for several minutes, noticing that there was no sound to them. He drove into town, and at the gas station, he figured something out. He asked the station attendant if there were any swamps nearby, as he thought perhaps they were maybe coming from gas from there. The man gave him a funny stare, and he was on his way. Now, he didn't know what to think. He never got answers either, and to this day he is at a loss. My father never discusses this story very much, and he still doesn't know what to make of it. If anyone out there could offer an explanation as to what exactly my father saw in the sky that night, I would most appreciate it. And thank you, Swamp, for allowing me to share my story. So just a little bit of background on me. My name is Nolan, and I'm a student trainer in the sports medicine program at my high school. I live in a two-story house in Texas. This happened in the late night, early morning hours of a Sunday, the day after I worked an all-day wrestling tournament. So this happened to me around mid-November-ish. I was sleeping alone in my bedroom when all of a sudden I woke up and was in this half-awake, half-asleep state in the early hours of the morning, maybe around 8 a.m. when I heard my bedroom door open. Now, my door has a very distinct sound that it makes when it opens because it sticks a little bit. And I have these lights that are hung above it, and when they hang down, they click against the door when it is being opened. So I was facing towards the wall when I heard the door open, followed by my sister's voice saying, "Oh, Nolan!" Sometimes on the weekends, that's how she wakes me up. But I had worked in a wrestling tournament the day before, and it went on all day, from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I wanted to sleep in, so I told her to F off and let me sleep. I thought that I had heard her enter my room, so I told her to F off again. I then heard her say something else, and heard the door close. I never rolled over to see who it was because I didn't want to acknowledge her and have her bother me out of getting more sleep. I'm not really a nice person when I'm trying to sleep, to be honest. But here's where things get weird. I asked her about it later, and she said that she never came into my room and that she woke up around 12:30. I asked my brother if it was him, and he said no because he was asleep as well. My mom, dad, and younger brother had all left for a soccer tournament at 6:30 a.m. My other brother was also asleep, so there was no way that anybody could have done it. It was so weird because I swear I was awake and I swear that it was my sister's voice. It sounded just like her. It was uncanny. No one in my family is the type to prank me or anything like that. I know that I was awake because I checked my alarm clock before falling back asleep. This whole thing leaves me with two lingering questions. Who or what was it that was in my bedroom door that morning? And what did it or they want? Update. So I wasn't expecting anything else to come of this strange encounter, but something did. It was maybe a week to a week and a half after the whole voice thing had happened, and I was sleeping in my room in a similar position as last time, except that I was laying face down in my bed. I had woken up several times over the course of the night and nothing had happened until I woke up one more time. When I woke up again, I had heard my door open and then close, followed by the sound of silence. I just assumed that it was one of my family members coming to see if I had one of our dogs, which I did not. But as I tried to fall asleep once more, I felt a weight on my mattress at the end of my bed, followed by it sinking down right next to where my feet were. It stayed there for quite a while before the weight was lifted, although I never heard my bedroom door open and then close again. As I tried to go back to sleep, I told myself that it was just my mom checking up on me, because that's who it felt like presence-wise. When I asked my mom about it later that morning, she told me that she hadn't gone upstairs yet. In fact, no one had. I'm not sure if it was the same thing as the voices incident, but there's really no conclusion to this. If anything else happens, you'll be the first to know. Back in the summer of 2018, I was at my friend Bryson's house. With us was my friend Dylan. We were hanging out. It was hot in this stuffy basement that we were playing Wolfenstein the Old Blood in, and waiting for his parents to leave for the night so we could get out of the house and wander the streets. At around 9 p.m. we had finished the Old Blood and were waiting for both the New Order and Dune to install on his Xbox when his parents left. After about 10 minutes we told his sister that we were heading out and left. We spent the next half an hour wandering around inside the gated neighborhood he lived in, talking about our latest obsession, that being Supernatural. Finally, we headed outside of the gate and up a road that we hadn't been down yet. This turned out to be a bad call. One side of the road had a lot of expensive Eastern European looking houses and the other had some small farms looking like Texas. The whole thing was a long straight road with a dead end on it about a mile in. Towards the end, we got on the topic of TV shows from our childhood, me bringing up the short-lived Godzilla animated series, and Dylan and Bryson bringing up the various Batman cartoons. We passed a house with a strange bear shrine with a bunch of lit candles around it but thought nothing of it and kept walking. When we turned around and started heading home, we saw some guy, probably the owner, working on his fence. When we got close and Bryson started playing the Superman theme, don't ask why, I have no idea, he drove into the ditch and seemed to be trying to hide from us. This spooked us and we sped up quite a bit, only to hear what sounded like him trying to start up a chainsaw. The noise soon stopped, so we turned around and saw the man running at us with a drill, running in his hand. I have never sprinted so fast in my life, and I'm a varsity cross-country runner, so trust me, I know. When we got to the end of the street, we lost sight of him, and we started walking back to Bryson's house. Along the way, Dylan suggested that we rest for a bit in front of our health teacher's house so that we could fully catch our breath and we could have somewhere to go if the psycho came back. About 5 minutes after we got up and started moving again, only to turn around to see the truck that we parked by the shrine come over the hill. We ran into the woods, so we at least had a chance to run. We saw the truck go by and we got back to the house. I wish I could say that was the end, but it wasn't. We told his sister what happened and she told us to stay home for the rest of the night. And we went downstairs to play Wolfenstein and after about 10 minutes heard a large bang. Thinking something broke upstairs, we went up but his sister said it wasn't her. She went back into her room. We made coffee and hung out in her upstairs living room only for Dylan to look out the front window and start freaking out. Bryson and I went over to see what was going on only to see that the same guy from the street was at the end of the house. The rest of the night, we were afraid to even look outside. He spent the whole night trying to get into the house, and us being stupid never called the cops. By morning, we were scared out of our minds and he was gone. I know it sounds unbelievable, but I have several people who can back this up. My name is Darian, and this story might sound crazy, but you have to hear me out. It all starts back when I and my friend Jake were hanging out in these abandoned buildings in Ware, Massachusetts. And this is where it starts. I'm gonna map out the building for you guys. There are three floors of the building, and me and Jake were smoking some weed and getting high like usual. We were talking about girls we messed around with, but then we heard a big noise come from upstairs. So we went up the stairs and saw 15 people in a circle. I told my friend it was probably a Satanist ritual. These people were covered from head to toe in blood, and they started chasing us. We ran for our lives as they chattered and laughed. These people had a strange movement about them. They almost twitched as they came for us. We were terrified. Eventually, we got out of the building, and when we looked back at the cult, all of them seemed to have stopped. The creepiest part was when they looked at us. They all smiled in unison before disappearing again into the shadows. We got the heck out of there. We ran so fast and booked it all the way back to my house. It turned out that our old friend had gotten kidnapped and was murdered in the same building that night. We've never gone back ever again, and we've never really understood why that cult ever existed or what their purpose really was. My family is a bit of a ghost magnet. My mom, dad, and I have different experiences with ghosts. I have to address that though, I do believe in the paranormal. Whenever I do experience anything that could be considered to be a result of the paranormal, I look at it through a lens of skepticism. When my parents were in high school, they regularly played with Ouija boards and have had many experiences because of them. Those stories, however, are for another time. My mom and I are both sensitive people, and compared to my dad and younger brother, have had more experiences with ghosts and the like. When I was younger, around 10, I was very interested in the paranormal, although I never used anything like a Ouija board. Anyway, when I was about that age, I had a reoccurring dream. It took place in the playroom I had when we lived in my older house. During the dream, I would be looking into the closet. It was a deep closet with a light bulb and a string that you would have to pull to turn the light bulb on. I would be looking into the deep closet, and like clockwork, a tall thing would show up in the closet. It would be wearing a dark black cloak, and it would be pulling me into the closet. I would always wake up sweating whenever I was pulled into the closet by that thing. One day, when the topic of dreams came up, me and my mom were talking about the dream, and I explained it to them. She looked absolutely shocked when I told her about it because she had a similar dream when she was pregnant with me. Her dream was about a tall thing in a black cloak standing at the end of her bed, then it would grab her. At the same time, she thought nothing of it until my younger brother also had a similar dream, although this took place at her house we live in now. Personally, I believe that our old house was haunted by a bad spirit, although our new house seems to be much more haunted. My father collects old antiques, record players, radios, and World War I and II memorabilia. In one part of the house where the antiques are, it seems to be the most haunted. My mom, during a party, had a psychic come in, and she asked her if she felt any spirits in the house. She said the woman felt the spirit man, one connected to one of the record players. She explained that he was attached to it because she believed that the man who bought it saved his money for a very long time just to get it. But I digress. One of the most distinct experiences I've had in our house with the paranormal was the time my mom and I came home one day from shopping. We were the only ones home. To be honest, it was like most nights. I was unpacking groceries in the kitchen and my mom was down the hall in the bathroom. While unloading the food, I was singing very loudly, probably something from Hamilton or some other musical. I don't really remember what it was. Anyway, I was singing, and suddenly, while I was singing, a loud male voice yelled, "Stop it!" from down the hall in the antique room. Let me remind you, there was no one in the house but me and my mom. My brother and dad were both out doing something. When I heard that voice, I stopped and asked my mother if it was her or who could possibly have said that. But she said she didn't, and she didn't hear anything and was confused. After that, my mom was really spooked and quickly saged the house. My mom is a bit superstitious and always keeps sage on hand. I just think it's odd that my mother and I seem to experience a lot of the same things when it comes to the paranormal. Now, this was from a few years ago when I was a volunteer in the south of England. I've had minor experiences in the past with paranormal, but nothing as strong as what I experienced at this place. I arrived there in September, and it's an old house on a hill with monkey cages extending out from the back of the house. As soon as I walked into the house, I knew something wasn't right. The place itself has a bad vibe. My first experience came a week or two into staying there. I woke up suddenly in the middle of the night to see a figure of a young boy sat at the foot of my bed. I knew it wasn't there as much as he was slightly opaque, but no kids stay overnight at the sanctuary. Everyone there has to be the age of 16 or older. This little boy was around 8 years old or younger. As I sat up to work it out, I watched in amazement as he got off the bed, ran across the room, and climbed into my maid's bed and faded away. I knew I wasn't asleep. I was wide awake and it wasn't anyone else who was in our room. I just know it wasn't. The next day, our head of volunteering told us a true story about a young boy who, years ago, passed through terminal illness and was buried on the site. I wish I could say it stopped there. A week or so after this incident, I woke up feeling a sense of dread and anxiety, thinking it was a bad dream. I rolled over to find what looked like a figure. I would say it was all in black, but it was a figure almost like a black, foggy, cloudy figure looming over. The only boy on sight I could see was fast asleep in a bed opposite me. So it wasn't him, and the feeling of dread came over me, but just as quickly as it was there, one of the girls stirred and started to get up to go to the bathroom, and the foggy figure sort of disintegrated and fell apart. Other small weird things would happen in this place as well. Simple things like my alarm would go off at 4 a.m. and wake us all up even though, when you looked, there was no alarm set for 4 a.m. My battery and electronics would die really fast. Things got moved about even though none of us had touched it. Things fell off shelves but too far away from shelves to have fallen off. I did my 3 months and was happy to come home because the vibe in that place was just not right. I don't believe in anything like ghosts or demons or anything supernatural of any sort. However, I have a story to share. So, I was with my friend in my car driving back to his house at about 1:30 a.m. on a back sort of country road where there are tons of trees. We were just talking when I saw something on one of the larger branches at the top of a big tree. At first, I thought it was the tree blowing in the wind. Then I realized there was only one thing moving. I see wings flapping, which of course I assume is a bird, but I quickly realize that it definitely could not have been a bird. The wings were huge and rounded, and they had to have been 3 to 4 feet tall. The flapping was violent. I didn't see any eyes or any part of their body other than that, but it terrified me for whatever reason. It may sound stupid, but it scared me to the point that I cried. This took place over a span of 2 seconds, so it was a very quick realization. I was mid-conversation and just stopped when I saw it. My friend asked me what was wrong, and all I could explain was, through tears and anxiety, and all he had to say was, "Oh crap, do you want to go back?" To which I refused. I'm still always anxious to drive on that road. Something else that happened on that road about 6 months prior was that several of my friends and I were riding in a car pretty late. It was pitch black out when all of a sudden every window flooded with white light for about a second. We were also talking when we suddenly stopped. I asked if anyone saw that and we all agreed. It wasn't scary at all or anything. It was just crazy and unexplainable. We've thought about it and talked about it for about 2 years now and still haven't come up with a single logical theory. It all started about a week ago when I had my best friend spend the night. He has a problem where he wakes up at 7 a.m. every morning. We went to bed after watching a movie. I fell asleep shortly after watching the movie, and the next thing I remember is my friend waking me up at 7:30 in the morning telling me he saw something out of the sliding glass door in my room. He described it as being big and dark colored and moving pretty fast. I didn't believe him at first, but then I started hearing twigs snapping outside the door. We both decided to go out and walk along the porch to see if we could find whatever it was. I thought it was a bear because the previous week someone had spotted a bear in my neighborhood, but he thought it was a person who was walking through our property. We put our coats on, grabbed flashlights and knives, and went out the door. We both walked around the perimeter of my house and a little bit into the surrounding woods, but found what seemed to be nothing. Until I noticed that a hatchet that was stuck in my log by my driveway had moved to one of the trees outside of my window. We both found it weird but brushed it off as maybe my dad moving it after clearing out some bushes. Later that day, after my parents had both woken up, we asked my dad about the hatchet and he said he hadn't touched it. For the rest of the day, we just sat around playing video games until he went home and nothing else happened, so we forgot about it. For the last couple of nights, I've been seeing things moving around out of the corner of my eye through the window and have heard noises like something heavy was being moved around, but never got a full view. Until yesterday at about 5:30, a different friend and I were outside shooting airsoft guns at a can when we both looked to the left. I asked him if he saw something and he said, "Yeah, a tall dark figure walking out there." He pointed to the hill where we had been seeing things. I told him what I had been seeing, and we both decided to go outside looking for it again. After going out, we both started hearing twigs snapping and brush moving all around us, and muffled voices. We searched everywhere, looking for where the noises were originating from, but we only caught glimpses of whatever it was. About an hour later, we went back outside to try to find a knife we had forgotten. We found it fairly quickly and began to go inside. Until I saw something standing at the abandoned house across the street, I couldn't see much, so I asked my friend for the flashlight. He handed it to me, and I grabbed it, my hands shaking. I shined it at the house and moved it around until it landed on a man standing there. He was wearing a black tuxedo and a fedora. His face was extremely pale, as if he had no emotion, had no eyebrows. I instantly opened the door, letting my German Shepherd run out, but the second she got over to where the guy was, he seemingly just disappeared into thin air. We went inside and sat down. Neither of us said anything until I remembered a video I saw by Shane Dawson, who talked about the Men in Black in one of his conspiracy videos. He described them as being exactly like what I saw. I told my friend, and he got pretty freaked out, and wanted to see the video, so I played it. He decided he wanted to go home, so he called his mom, and she came to pick him up. I lied in bed thinking about why the men in black would be interested in me, because I have never seen anything extraterrestrial related. I kept thinking, but nothing stood out to me, until I remembered a phone call I had gotten the previous year telling me to go outside at 9:57 a.m. So I called my friend over to spend the night. We went outside, but the only thing we saw was a weird bright light coming from over near the football field. We thought it was the lights from the field and went back inside, but there was no game scheduled for that night. When I was about 8 or 9, my dad had a 1970s Chevy Nova in that awful glittery brown color. It broke a lot, even though at the time my dad was a mechanic. Anyways, every Sunday we would drive to my grandparents' house for family dinner. We lived about 5 or 6 miles away, I think, but as a child, I remember it feeling like forever. This time, on a warm summer's afternoon, the car stalled when shuddered and died. We were on a busy main street with 2 lanes in each direction. Damn near bumper-to-bumper traffic. Talk about terrible timing. My dad says we may be out of gas. Of course, the nearest gas station is behind us, on the same side, and it would be impossible to U-turn. The only option was to push this thing almost a mile up the street, slightly uphill. So my dad gets out and starts to push, and being an 8-year-old girl who thinks she can actually do anything, I jumped out too. Now, I was never physically strong, but I believe somehow I was making a huge difference for my dad, but probably not. The whole time, Dad kept swearing, and more than once he complained that no one stopped to help. Then, really out of nowhere, this guy runs up and said something like, "Need a push?" I noticed he was tall. He wore a white t-shirt and blue jeans and cowboy boots. He had a kind smile and a warm glow. At the time, I didn't think too hard about it, but I thought it was weird, and I couldn't shake the feeling. As he joined, however, the car really started moving, too fast for me to keep assisting. So the stranger grabbed me and set me on the trunk lid, and told me to hold tight. Ever been on the outside of a moving car like that? It's thrilling, and I didn't want it to end. Just before we reached the gas station, the guy said, "Looks like you got it from here?" I guess my dad nodded and the guy left in a hurry. I remember looking at the front of the car real quickly and then back to look for him, but I couldn't see him. It's like he just disappeared into thin air. I didn't try to rationalize that, not sure why I didn't until later in life. Once my mom steers us into the driveway for the gas station, we started to slow down. My dad was worn out, sweating, and not happy. Then we started rolling back onto the street. I jumped down to rally and push when another man runs towards us and starts rocking it up and down until the wheels start crusting and rolled us fully into the gas station. It wasn't until we were at the pump and thanking our lucky stars that I looked at the man. I knew somehow it was the same guy, only now he had on a black shirt. I was awestruck. I just stared, and I'm sure my mouth was wide open. He waved to my mom, and I swear he winked at her too. My dad shook his hand and just said thank you like he didn't notice, and I'm guessing he didn't because I asked, "You saw that, right?" And he just grunted back, "Saw what?" Then went inside to pay for the gas. He walked back the way he came, but before I could see where he was headed, Mom yelled my name and I looked away. I didn't say anything about it for years until I was at an office Christmas party at a company my mom and I worked for at the time. People asked about things we couldn't explain, and I told that story. The kicker is, I still have absolutely no explanation for what happened. In the 14 years since the ordeal, I had researched phenomena and the like, trying to figure it out. My conclusion was maybe it was an angel because it just couldn't make enough pieces click. Everyone, including me, got chills after she told us this whole entire experience. This is a story that my wife has told me about 4 dolls she received as a child. A friend of the family gave her and her 3 sisters 4 porcelain dolls. She said they were those creepy ones that had eyes that opened and closed. None of the girls liked them, but they had to keep them because they were a gift. My wife being the unlucky one who was voted by her sisters to have the dolls in her room. The dolls were kept on a shelf on the wall beside her bed. Every night she felt creeped out like somebody was watching her. Often, when she would wake up in the morning, the dolls were no longer on the shelf and said they were always laying on the ground under the shelf. She would put them back up on the shelf, and when she would get back home from school, once again, they were on the floor. One day, when she was at a friend's house, her older sister was at the house alone. She heard a noise come from my wife's room, so she went to go check on it. Nobody was in the room, but the dolls were on the floor, so she put them back on the shelf and went to the living room to watch TV once again. After about 10 minutes, she heard another noise in the room, and upon checking, she found the dolls on the floor. Assuming they kept falling and getting a bit annoyed, she got a piece of string and tied them to a shelf before returning to the living room. Sure enough, after a while, she heard a noise. When she went back to the room, the string was still tied to the shelf, however, the dolls were all on the floor again. At this point, she freaked out and left the house and went to a friend's house until the rest of the family got home. She then proceeded to tell my wife what had happened. Together, the two of them decided to get rid of the dolls. They threw them in the trash outside. No, the dolls didn't reappear in the house or anything, but something a bit creepy did happen. My grandma, a couple years ago, found some porcelain dolls at a garage sale and gave them to my daughters. When my wife saw them, she freaked out. She says those dolls look exactly like the ones from her childhood. They have been kept in a closet where my wife never has to see them. We have had no issues with those dolls falling or anything after, but it is a really weird coincidence. I had been married for a couple years and was pregnant with my first child. We lived in an apartment that my husband lived in before me. I had known from my husband that there was a neighbor upstairs about 15 years prior that had committed suicide by hanging himself. And it's one of those things you say to yourself, well, that's sad, but then don't really think about it again. I was alone a lot at night because my husband worked nights. Now, I had experienced some activity like the lights going off and on and the toilet flushing on its own in cold spots even when I had the heat on in the dead of winter, which is what happened this night. I remember walking across the bedroom and felt the most intense cold spot ever. I had the heat on high, so this was weird. And then I just felt frozen because I could feel like someone was behind me, stroking my hair and whispering to me in my ear. I was honestly so scared that I could not move. I was literally frozen. Suddenly, I just heard, "Help me!" It did not feel like a bad spirit. It just freaked me out. I am pretty sure it was the guy upstairs that killed himself, though. This was just a feeling I had, but I don't know who it was or who it could have been. Maybe he was stuck and was lonely. I will never know. Of course, I told my husband, but he did not believe me and said I was just imagining things. Luckily, I've been listening to the Swamp Dweller podcast for a long time and know that I have a place to share and vent my story. So thank you. In the winter of 2011, my family and I went on a trip to the UK to visit my sister who had just graduated from high school. We rented a car and drove up north in which we stayed at a farmhouse near Yorkshire. The farmhouse was an old, bricked house on the top of a hill. We arrived at night while it was heavily snowing. I felt uneasy as soon as we entered the house, although I'm glad to have arrived after a long drive. The morning after, my family had all gone downstairs. My dad was watching the news on TV and my mom was cooking breakfast. I was still half asleep in the bedroom upstairs with the door wide open, so I could hear the TV. Suddenly, I heard the news reporter say, "It appears to be some sort of odd demon." At this point, my body was frozen. I remember the room being bright as day and seeing everything in the corner of my eye. I looked down and saw a head on the dresser in front of the bed. It was large, red in color and had two horns, eyes wide open. It did not move and I could not move. I jerked my body as hard as I could, but whenever I did, I would hear loud, piercing screams in my head. The more I tried to move, the louder the screams. The room around me started turning red. Eventually, the whole room was red, like a filter. I wanted to cry for help, but I couldn't. I thought I was being possessed. This lasted at least 3 minutes, until I was able to get out of it. When I did, I looked around the room and on the dresser, there was nothing. I went downstairs sweating and shaking, but I did not tell my parents. Needless to say, I was pretty restless in the following days. Lately, I've been having predictive dreams. Other than this, this one stuck out like a sore thumb because I know it means something. Let me say that the only time I have ever had a gray experience is when I astral projected and looked into the mirror, and I saw what kinda looked like a gray alien looking back at me, big eyes and all. This dream didn't shake me up, but it provided some sort of revelation that is yet to come. In my dream, there was this deer hanging around my yard. This deer appeared just to be a simple doe, big dark eyes and a small nose and mouth. Charming at first, until my dream took a turn and it became a pest. The deer entered my house. First through the front door, next through the windows, then through the basement windows, until it finally, everything was locked up, and it still appeared in my house. I was terrified. There was one part where I was trying so hard, leaning against my bedroom door because I was trying to get in. I became more and more terrified of it. I got to a point where I put my hands on its cheeks and asked it directly, "Show me what you really are." Suddenly the wind got really loud and strong, the backyard turned black like space, and the deer's head slowly transformed into a gray alien. Its eyes got bigger, its face turned white, its nose dissolved, and the mouth stayed about the same. What I'm getting to here is, I have some theories about what was going on, and I'll share a few. I am almost certain I've been abducted more than once. I'm starting to think that it's still going on, but I'm not remembering it anymore. I'm starting to think it has been going on and I've gotten better at forgetting it. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel about slowly and slowly becoming more clairvoyant, astral projecting more, and knowing exactly what people are thinking. If anything else happens, I'll update you guys first. Last week, my friend and I went for a vacation in Cuba. It was New Year's Day, around 3 a.m. when it happened. After a night of drinking and dancing, we decided to go to the beach for a little bit. It was nearly pitch black outside, and we were just walking around on the shore talking and looking at the stars. Suddenly, my friend calls my name and tells me to look down the shore. What we saw was a radiantly glowing white figure, about 300 meters away. It had long legs and a head. I immediately thought of the Fresno Nightcrawler, though at the same time, I didn't know what it was called. We nicknamed it the Ocean Alien. My friend said that before I had seen it, it was just standing there, and for a moment, it looked as though it had stepped into the water, submerged completely, and then stepped back onto the beach. We stared at it for a couple of moments, and then it started taking slow steps toward us. We both got so scared, so we booked it back to our hotel room without looking back. We were both rattled, so we didn't sleep for most of the night. The next few days of our trip, we asked guests and employees at our hotel. We even went to the city closest to our hotel and asked a bunch of locals, and nobody knew what we were talking about, or could provide any possible explanation for what we saw. We even went back to the beach a few nights after that, but we never saw it again. Unfortunately, we are both so frightened by the ocean alien, neither of us thought to take our phones out and take any photos or video. Does anybody have any idea of what it could have been? I've done some research about Cuban folklore and cryptid sightings and haven't found anything even remotely similar. The story I'm about to share happened a long time ago, 14 or 15 years ago to be more specific, but I'm sharing this now because there was no platform such as this back then. This is an old story, but I remember it all too well. This happened when I was in grade school. I've had experiences with sleep paralysis before, but this I cannot forget. The day started like any other school day. After school, I went straight home, ate snacks, and went to my room. It was a long day, so I took a nap. This is when it started. First, I felt a very faint rumbling that woke me up. When I opened my eye, my field of view was limited. It was at this moment I realized I could not move. My view was limited only to the degree where I can stretch my eye. Also, I noticed everything seemed to dim, not in light, but in color. So because I had experiences with sleep paralysis before, I was calm and tried to play it out by first moving my foot's thumb. Then, something entered the scene. Something I cannot see, but I felt the presence of before. I felt it standing right beside my bed. It then reached out its arms and grabbed me by my side. Its long arms covered my entire ribcage, and it felt like carrying a sack. Then, we flew. As I struggled a bit and took a look around in amazement and terror, we were flying for some time now. But somehow I saw that we haven't even reached our ceiling. When I looked down there, I saw myself soundly sleeping in a panic. I started to try and fight it off, moving in any way I could. Then it tightened its grip on me, to the point though I could not breathe. It felt like I was fighting for my life. I kept on moving until it let go. Then I was falling. I was falling so that everything looked like I was riding a really fast car. Then I smashed into my body, my sheet, pillow, and bounced from the impact. I thought it was over, but the thing who grabbed me was not finished. With the speed I was falling, I felt it rush to me at the same speed, dropped me on my back, and with its big hand, pressed me into the pillow. I was freaking out, wondering how long this was going to last and if this was the end. Then my dad woke me up. I was awake but never saw him enter my room. He said the dog was barking. I had no idea this was happening. Thanks for listening to these creepy, unexplainable stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube sends it to fresh new eyes. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us and hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload videos almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, and stories like yours that keep this channel going. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.